The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Boker Tov. How are you, Rolene Marks?
Boker, oh, well, I learned something new this morning, that Elizabeth Hurley played cricket. Who knows Kathy Kaler?
Well, she played the fool as well, apparently. She played a few things. All right, Rolene Marks, let's talk about Christmas in Israel. What's happening this year? How has it changed? Or has it changed?
Well, first of all, to the many Christian listeners who are listening in South Africa and around the world, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Let's just say, like every other country around the world, it's Christmas with a difference here in Israel. You know, normally this time of the year, we welcome hundreds of thousands of tourists who come from around the world to visit Jerusalem, to visit Bethlehem, maybe to go up north to Nazareth, to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate their Christian heritage. Of course, this year with a little bug that's going around, and at the moment, any incoming traffic being completely shut down because of two new strains of the coronavirus. This hasn't been the case. We do have some tourists who've come in from some countries, but I think they are getting ready to leave before we impose our 2-week lockdown, which starts on Sunday at 5 p.m. But usually it is quite a festive time. You know, Israel does have a Christian community of over 1 million. And normally this time of the year, the JNF make a point of having Christmas tree deposits where people can go and collect trees. The northern city of Haifa, which is very, very well known for its coexistence, has the Festival of Festivals that celebrates the three Abrahamic religions, Christianity, Judaism, Islam. It's a festival that also attracts hundreds of thousands of people who come for the food. Of course, I mean, hello, Israel. What are we if we're not eating? And music and all kinds of things. And of course, there are a lot of trips to Bethlehem, which is in the West Bank. People to pilgrimage, to the birthplace of Jesus. And it really is a time that generates a lot of tourism. One of the main concerns, though, is the situation for Christians in places like the West Bank and Gaza, where the numbers are dwindling. We know in Gaza over the last couple of weeks, anybody who's wanted to celebrate Christmas in any way, the Hamas government in the Gaza Strip have clamped down very.
Rolene, I don't know what's happened to the connection, but we're actually losing you. I don't know if you're walking. Are you walking? Or are you staying still?
To the I'm sitting dead still. Sitting still, doing our best with all the tools.
Okay. We're going
to
try and connect with you again.
I'm back with you. I just want to clarify that they don't send trees, but they do have depots where people can come and collect trees.
Wasn't there municipalities? I remember you telling us a few years ago. I think it was maybe the Jerusalem Old City Council or something like that that actually delivered trees to. Yes? Does this ring any bells?
Definitely not ringing any bells.
Okay, I could be completely wrong. Probably me that's wrong. Okay, so tell us what else is happening. What happens during lockdown with COVID, like the Church of the Holy Sepulchre or, you know, in Bethlehem? What's happening in those areas?
Well, unfortunately, during lockdown, a lot of these places are closed. The Kotel, which opened just a couple of months ago, has been under very, very, very strict control as far as letting people in and out. However, during lockdown, we're not allowed more than a kilometer away from our home. So unless you live virtually on top of these places, there's no way of visiting them, which is very hard for many people. A lot of people like to go to the Kotel. They like to get their spiritual connection, especially in a time like right now. So when we go into lockdown, the criteria are very strict, and we do have police. We do have very strict mechanism making sure and checking where we are traveling to, if we are essential workers, and that we shouldn't be moving at more than a kilometer out of where our homes are. So basically, you're allowed to go to the supermarket and to the pharmacy, and now to go and get your vaccine. We're very, very proud right now of our vaccine rollout, the highest in the world per capita. Our Prime Minister making some very, very bold statements this morning, saying that within weeks we could have the COVID completely defeated. But we also have to remember he is running for another election, and those could be very, very, very dangerous words to say that between lockdowns and vaccines we could have this situation taken care of. But you know, it's the name of the game as we, always the leaders election year. And also we're not allowed to go to restaurants. We have to have takeout, and we're not allowed to visit people's homes unless they are immediate family. So it's very, very tough. It's very, very strict, but we're really hoping to bring down the numbers. Infections have been climbing over the last couple of weeks, and we really put an end to that as quickly as.
All right, Raleigh, this is just kind of getting worse and worse. You come and go and come and go, but let's just keep going.
I'm always here for you, honey. I'm always here for you.
Okay.
But then also just to update a story from earlier in the week, the IDF have made an arrest in the murder of Esther Horgan. Esther Horgan, a 52-year-old mom of six who went for a run the other day and was murdered. The motive we now know was terrorism, and an arrest has been made. A 20-year-old Palestinian from the town of Houra has been arrested for the murder of Esther Horgan.
So does it look like it was nationalistic, or are they still thinking that it's criminal?
Well, we do have confirmation that it was nationalistic or terror, and the IDF will act accordingly, and he will be tried as a terrorist. 20 years old, from the Palestinian town of Houra. The security forces moving very, very quickly to apprehend him, and you know, all we can hope is for justice for the family.
Yeah.
A wife who leaves behind her husband and her six children.
Let's talk about Morocco. What any progress
there? Let's talk about Morocco. All we can say is, Morocco, you better brace yourself, because the Israelis are coming. In about 2 to 3 months, we will have direct flights between Israel and Morocco. And this is going to give, we think, the Emirates, and so does Jared Kushner, the Emirates, a run for its money in terms of how many Israeli tourists the country is going to attract. So as you know, this week, the historic meetings between delegations from Israel, Morocco, and the United States in Rabat, the capital of Morocco. First time a direct flight from Tel Aviv to Rabat has ever happened, an El Al flight, and to sign those very, very important memorandums of understanding, including aviation. And this means that we will have these direct flights taking off, very, very good for tourism, and also very, very good for business. Morocco and Israel, people have been doing business very, very under the radar over many years, and it's been now, and it's predicted that many other countries are going to follow and start making peace with Israel soon, which I think is the one really, really good thing we've had this year, Kathy Kayla.
I think that there's been countless good things this year. I mean, really, what I find so surprising are the people who go onto social media, because on social media they're very brave. They're not so brave when they speak to you directly, and will, you know, actually say what a disgrace it is to see, you know, fellow Arab members or fellow Muslims in Jerusalem celebrating peace with Israel. That's not a disgrace. You're the disgrace for thinking like that.
Well, absolutely. And we want to know, where are all the human rights and peace activists calling them out for not being so peaceful in their intentions? Just saying.
Yeah. I just don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, if anything, I think it was the Moroccan foreign minister who responded to, you know, all these naysayers and people saying the Palestinians. The Palestinians do not run the world. Not every issue in the world is attributable to the Palestinians. Right? And he actually said what actually does is having peace and normalized relationships with Israel actually gives us better insight and better opportunities to do something for the Palestinians. And that is true.
Well, maybe we have to ask all these big mouths who, as you say, are very different when they have to deal with you face to face. Are you interested in peace or are you interested in propagating conflict? And propagating conflict means that Palestinians continue to live in the situation that they live, or do we call for brave leadership to make peace?
Yeah. Rolien Marks, that's where we have to leave it, darling. And I wish you good yontif. I wish you Shabbat Shalom. And
Shabbat Shalom, guys.
I've tweeted some Christmas memes at you. So you can go check those out. I think you'll love them. I think you've got a good sense of humor.
I know, so. I can always count on you for a good meme.
All right. Have a good Shabbos and we will catch up
Shabbat
with you.
Shabbat Shalom.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Rolien Marks.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.